the Washington Commanders will be the team that ends the Philadelphia Eagles winning streak. Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm your host today. Today we got to talk about that Monday night matchup. Washington Commanders visiting Philadelphia Eagles for a Monday night showdown. So the Eagles are 8-0, the only undefeated team in the NFL right now. The Washington Commanders are 4-5, coming off a loss to the Minnesota Vikings in the last minutes of the game. The Eagles smashed the Commanders 24-8 the first time they played. Carson Wentz was the starter. Sacked Carson Wentz 9 times. But it's a brand new team. And me personally, I believe the Washington Commanders will be the team that ends the Philadelphia Eagles winning streak. I think they are the team. They are a team that's built to do that. And I think it will definitely happen. Now, this game can go two ways. It can go the Eagles take off and destroy the Commanders, or it can be a tight game and the Commanders prevail at the end. And I'm going to pick option B, Commanders will prevail. Let me tell you why. A lot of Eagles fans say that we can win anyway. We won all different ways. We won with bad weather. We had to come from behind. We won with the rushing attack. We won with the passing attack. They said they did it all. But there's one way they haven't won yet. One way. And that way is they won the turnover battle in every single game they played in so far. The turnover battle. So every game. And then you look at two games, they only won by 3 points. Those two games, they beat the Lions by three. Turnovers. Lions 1, Eagles 0. Only one turnover. Then you look at the Cardinals game. They won by 3 points. Cardinals 1, turnover. Eagles, no turnovers. And then you look at the games when they only won by less than 10 points. Jaguars, they beat the Jaguars by 8 points. Jaguars committed 5 turnovers. Eagles committed 1 turnover, and they only won by 8 points. Cowboys committed 3 turnovers. Eagles, 0 turnovers, and only won by 9 points. So the number one focus for this team when they go into Philly is do not turn the football over. Do not turn it over. That's it. All right? So I do think that we will turn the ball over. But I think that we will turn the ball over one time in the first half. I think Taylor Heinicke will throw an interception in the first half, and that's it. All right, kind of similar to the Packers game. But I do think Jalen Hurts will throw an interception, and either a receiver or one of the running backs will fumble the ball. All right, so they will have 2 turnovers to our 1. Also, running the ball on the Eagles must be a priority. The Eagles are a bottom 15 rush defense. Nobody's talking about that. Bottom 15 rush defense. And without Jordan Davis, they're even worse. In the last 4 games the Eagles played, they allowed 140 yards per game. Before the Thursday night game, the Panthers were the 5th worst rush defense in the NFL, and they were allowing 139 rushing yards per game. So the Eagles are doing worse than that in the last 4 games. So the Commanders lately, the rushing attack has been a priority in the offense. So I think they're going to have a good day and have over 200 yards of rushing. Then we look at third down. Eagles are the 4th best team in third down conversion as far as offensively. The Commanders are... Sorry, the Eagles are the 4th best third down conversions. The Commanders are 3rd best defensive-wise on third down. So the Commanders could neutralize the third down conversions. Red zone, Eagles are good in red. They're a top 10 red zone team. Guess what? Commanders are a top 10 defense in the red zone. And in the second half, the Eagles are averaging 8 points a game. So a lot of times they front run, and in the second half, they stalled out. It could be game planning. It could be teams figuring them out. I don't know what it is, but in the second, and people might say because they're blowing everybody out. That's not true. They stalled out in the second half. They stalled out against Detroit. They stalled out against the Vikings. I mean, they stalled out in the second half. That's what they stalled out against us. They stalled out against the Cowboys. That's what they do. They stalled out in the second half. So the Commanders had to avoid the first half storm by the Eagles, not committing multiple turnovers in the first half. So I believe Hurts will have one of his worst games of the year. I believe that he will complete under 60% of his passes. I believe he will get sacked 4 times. He got sacked 3 times the first time we played him. He will get sacked at least 4 times. Like I said, he will throw at least one interception, right? Because this is a different team they are playing. This is a different defense they are playing from the first time they played Commanders. In the last 6 games, half the games Commanders played, they allow teams to go under 100 yards in rushing. So they could do a good job against Jalen Hurts and them and Miles Sanders in the rushing game. And 4 out of the last 6 games Commanders played, they allow under 200 passing yards. So I think Heinicke would throw for around 120 yards. Nobody's asking Heinicke to be a hero. We're just asking Heinicke, do not turn the ball over. So I can see him having around 120 passing yards. He might throw one interception in the first half, and we'll have over 200 rushing yards. And I have the final score being 16-13 Commanders. Both teams scoring one touchdown, Eagles kicking two field goals, while Commanders making three field goals. So I got the Commanders beating Philly, ending that win streak on Monday night. And guess what? I will be there, guys. I'm going to be at the game. So you might see me there rocking my Terry McLaurin jersey, Scary Terry. So you might see me there. All right? But that's all I have for you guys today. And I'll see y'all next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.